Hello, everybody. This is Rosemary Miller from Uptown Roxbury. In Roxbury,
Yay.
where I live, I got locked out of my house. And the reason why I got locked out of my house is because my husband did not tell me that the screen door would lock from the outside. I thought that he meant that the screen door would lock from the inside. So I go outside and I have on my pajamas and slippers, and I just happened to grab his jacket, you know, just because I was standing by the door. So I happened to grab his jacket and put it on, thinking that I was only going to be out there for a minute. And I didn't want to be freezing cold, but it was very cold that day. It wasn't as cold as it was the days before, which was like in the 20s or 30s. However, I go out there, I'm standing out there, and the door is locked from the outside. I couldn't pull open the handle. So I'm there with my pajamas on, my slippers, and my husband's jacket on, which didn't really fit. It just was over my arms. Anyway, so I'm trying to get in the house. Couldn't get in the house because the doorknob was distorted. So what ended up happening is, someone came from from around the corner somewhere and saw we out there trying to get in. So my husband happened to have a screwdriver, a pair of scissors, and a knife. And I said, where did you get all this stuff from? You didn't have this before. Where was this? And it was in the car. But he was trying to open the door, and we couldn't open the door because none of those apparatuses worked because the door was closed tightly, so we couldn't put the screwdriver in between the door jamb, and we couldn't get the knife in between there because it was too bulky, and the scissors didn't work either. So eventually this guy came down the street, and he had a screwdriver, and he was unable to loosen the door handle itself so that I could open the door and get in the house. However, I was out there for about 2.5 hours trying to come into my house. I was supposed to be working that day, and I couldn't get back into the house to, you know, because I work from home. So I couldn't get back in to get on my phone because I take calls from at home. And so I wasn't able to get back to my phone. I wasn't able to get back to work. I'm out there 2 hours in my pajamas and slippers. And my husband didn't know what to do. Then finally he says, oh, come and sit in the car. You can sit in the car and warm up. Well, by that time, I was already freezing to death. And I was like, okay, fine. So I go and sit in the car for about 5 minutes. And when the guy came and tried to unlock the door, he finally did get it unlocked and opened the door. But now my front door handle is damaged. And I have a piece of tape on it, pulling on a piece of tape to open up the door. How tacky is that? But anyway, that's my story, and that's the end.
Yay!
Right. Good job, Elizabeth.
All right.
I mean, Rose.
I'm sorry. Glad you lived to tell about it, Rose.
Yes, thank you. I didn't freeze to death.
That's a good
Although
thing.
I had on my pajamas.
are you in the car right now, Rose?
No, I'm not in the car now, unfortunately.
Okay, right. That's good.
Are you in your pajamas?
No, actually,
I'm TMI.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Did they fire you from work for that day?
Oh, no. They just said, oh, you could just use that as a personal day. I was like, yeah, I certainly did.
On a cold, cold day out there in your pajamas. You know better next time.
I know, right? But how would I know? How did I know I was going to get locked out? I didn't know.
Of course. You'll take your keys next time with you.
But it wasn't a key connection. It was the fact that the door the door handle itself was damaged. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't pull on the door handle to open the door. Okay.
But you're here to talk about it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm here now.
Okay.
And I did get eventually get the door fixed.